The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
And I will enter, I will post the course. I, not just all again, I. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. For souls will answer. Everyone will answer for himself. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mighty Father. We give all the praise for tonight again. Receive more of your blessing. Help us for that tonight. As we go into this meeting, let blessing come down, come down, come down, come down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This afternoon, you know, in my own spirit, you are just coming there. That it's abnormal for any man, not to answer to this divine determination to settle this controversy. I put on my note, controversy of Zion. For anyone in Christ Jesus, not to settle this controversy. God, heaven has done to settle this controversy. But you can be passive about it. It's like when a major decision has been taken in your own generation. And you are not there. You are not responding. It's like the war in the days of Deborah. And he has to speak about the house of Reuben. As Reuben was with much searching of the heart. All through the time of the war, they were still searching their heart until the war ended. And the victory was won. They never said we won't go to the war. But we're always searching their heart. You know? We're still waiting. We're searching our heart. You know? And you think it's spiritual. So this is not a time to stay in the valley of the sin, right? It's time to make up your mind, right? It's dangerous not to be part of this. It's dangerous. I'm not too sure if you can escape. I can't be too sure. So I want us to know that heaven has determined what to do and is already set on doing them. Amen. But this season is the burden of heaven being not lower to us so that there can be more recruitment. We heard from what Papi just said that it's not a day for few, it's not a day for one, two. It's a time for many. So when it's time for many, why will you stay away when it is time for many? So I want to read some scriptures to you tonight. I just want to see that when a scripture comes up this way, for me, it's a serious matter. And when the thing is serious that way, there's a way God keeps saying them, nearly through all the mouth of the prophets. The Bible says that the mouth of two or three witnesses get everyone to be established. That is to say that it can exist in two places in the scripture, but it can be by the same witness. Okay? And this Paul says it twice. He's still a witness. Say amen. If John says it twice, maybe he says it in the book of in the epistle of John, I said again in the gospel of John. He's still one witness. When you see one, two, three, four persons saying the same thing, God using the same amount of prophets to say the same thing then, it means that this is a very, very crucial matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, hey, man. Let me read from the book of Isaiah 13 to us. Isaiah 13, verse 6. Isaiah 13, verse 6. How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand, verse 6. And shall come to pass, it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, And every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that traveleth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, crippled with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and it shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Verse 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause a light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Let me read from Ezekiel. That's one person. Ezekiel 32. Ezekiel 32. Let me read from verse 3. Of that place. Thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my night over thee with the company of many people, and I shall bring up in my night. Then will I leave thee upon the land, and I will cast thee forth upon thee the open field, and will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain upon thee, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee, and I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and I will fill the valleys with thy hides, and the wells of water with thy blood, the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. Verse 7, and when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give a light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord of hosts. Are you seeing some things there? I want us to note what is consistent about the scripture I've read. I'll read them all. I want us to note what is consistent about them. Okay? Can we go on that journey? It's not many scriptures. That's two. Joel 2. Joel 2. Verse 8. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and they, when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Let me read from 28. We are used to that very well. 28 of verse of that chapter 2. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Are you there? Verse 30, and I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnants whom the Lord shall call. Chapter 3 of that same Joel. Let me read from verse 12 there. We have let the heathens be waking and come upon to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen around about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fast overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitude and multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Verse 15, the sun and moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of his children, of the children of Israel. Say amen. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. Matthew 24. How many from the prophets? Isaiah 1, Ezekiel 2, Joel asked 3. Huh? Okay, so how many is that? 5 verses from how many prophets? 3, right? Say amen. That's what the Lord has to say about it, Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Verse 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, there is yes Christ, or there is, believe it not, for there shall be arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever ever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Are you there with me? Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the sun shall not give a light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribe of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Say amen. And he shall send his angel with great sound of a trumpet, and he shall gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to where? To your dollar. So, let me just stay there. Just in the same, that same scripture was read by Peter in the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. If you see 16 there, but I mean, Peter was referring to Joel in Acts 2. Let's read it in addition. Let's read it. You can see how spread this project is. Are we there together? Acts 2, verse 16. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will shew wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, and blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you will see how the prophetic calendar is all encapsulated around the scriptures, determining the event that's going to happen on the earth in the last days. One of the things about the last day is the culmination of the day of the Lord. The last day is to end up in the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord's vengeance, on the day of the Lord's settling, finally, the controversy of Zion. The reason why Zion was chosen of the Lord. Say amen. I went to the house together, please. Why God chose Mount Zion, that thing called Mount Zion. Something happened in the spirit the day David took Zion. Something happened in heaven. In all the move of David, in all the war of David, and restoring, getting back the nations and the places of the promised land, one of the major things was the taking of Jerusalem, which is the city of the Jebusites. I went to the house together, please. That was a major warfare and a major victory that Jerusalem was taken because it was the land of the Jebusites. And that's the land of the blind and the lame. That is to say that no man can take the place because it is the warfare of the lame and the blind. It's a bloody warfare. Have you ever seen lame man fighting before? Have I seen a layman fight before? He throws stick anywhere. He doesn't. Blind man. Have you seen him? They don't have direction in fighting. They fight brutally. When I was young, there was a lame guy that lived in a street. When he's angry, oh my God, when he's angry, things go bad. Those two people have unusual anger. Blind men and lame men. Say, hey, man. So they put them in Jerusalem. Jerusalem put them there. And they said, no man can take that place. I was saying, nevertheless, David took. Come on, I like that. The son of David hates the lame and the blind. He had an hatred against that colony. And for that purpose, he chose to move to Jerusalem and took. I was saying, nevertheless, he took Jerusalem. Let me get that place. And nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same city. So he took Jerusalem, then it was left now Zion to take. Say, hey, man. So Zion also became a military site of the enemy against God's people. It was not easy to take Jerusalem. You don't take Zion. So God helped David to launch against Zion. And he took the place and called it Zion. It was a city of Jerusalem. It was Zion. Zion itself is a spiritual language. Say, hey, man. Like you have the word Jerusalem. That word Jerusalem is a language of the spirit. Because there's heavenly Jerusalem. Are we in the house, please? Not just an earthly Jerusalem. You have heavenly Jerusalem. You have the new Jerusalem. You have the only Jerusalem. That's how it exists in the spirit. So if a man is taking the earthly one, then it is impossible to take the spiritual ones. So it was not just a coincidence that David just had that anger to want to take that place. And God strengthened him. He took it. Then he established his stronghold of Zion as the city of David. So Zion became a place where they raise sons. So he brought the, just like you have in America, you have the Pentagon. So Zion became the Pentagon of Jerusalem. Say, hey, man. Not many nations do that. You know, when you see the American nation, you have the presidential, the White House. And with White House is Pentagon, just away from it. Telling that White House is actually a military center. It's not just a presidential lodge. It's a military center. So when you want to attack that place, you have to attack Pentagon first. That's what happened in 9/11. As they attack the tower, they attack Pentagon to ensure that there's no place for them to neutralize them. Say, hey, amen. So also God helped David to take Zion. Zion became like the Pentagon inside Jerusalem. Is a city of arms. Because it takes warfare to raise sons, to take a city. So it becomes city of sons. Say, hey, man. Because you know that sons are, when you say species are endangered. Endangered. The devil doesn't want sons to arise. So he wants to ensure that Zion becomes a place for children. And the reason for Zion is to raise sons. That's why I said, on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Huh? I went in the house, please. That's Obadiah. And it shall be what? There shall be holiness. Can you see that? And the house of Jehovah shall possess their possession. When there's deliverance in Zion, then house of Jacob will possess. So the strength of Jacob is Zion. Say, hey, amen. So God already had that in mind as a spiritual geography of how the heaven and earth is rolled. So Zion is not just something that came to be named. No, it's a city of God. Zion is a city of God. It's not a mere location for Israel as a nation. In any way, you know that we are all Israel of God. You know what I'm saying? The real Jew is not Jews who are in the Middle East. The Jewish nation are God's children. Are Jewish nation. Say amen. So, God raised the prophets to determine a time when this matter will be settled. When God's people can actually ascend to God from Zion. When Zion now could be a place of ascension, a place to see God. It's a place, when you ascend the mountain, it gives you the power for a broader view. So the reason for Zion is so that God's people can sight God, can see God, can assess the realm of the spiritual. Say, amen. Can assess the realm of the heavenly. That's the reason for, okay, Bala, okay, Shegun, Okay. So church is not never on the floor. Church is on the mountain. Say amen. And those that give one say, why we say Seodia and church is mountain? Okay. Sha. They are not they're in the valley, but they call it mountain. It's a spiritual language, not a place you are on earth locally. It's a spiritual geography. The church was designed to be on the mountain. Say amen. Hallelujah. So, and all the program about church is not for church, it's for humanity. It's the whole world that God has in mind. So you can see in all of this, the gospel location is to put, you can see how Jesus Christ was talking. Let me say that place in 24, Matthew verse 1. What led to that place? Let's read verse 1 and 2 of that place. Say amen. How does it, what this season is all about, huh? And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the mountain of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So they are concerned. They did those questions because those questions are the major concern for Israel, and generally Israel. It's not about Jesus coming. It's about this Messiah's coming. Say amen. So then Messiah is not Jesus. Messiah will come. When Messiah come, they know that week set the controversy of Zion, then that will mark the end of the world. It will mark a new age. The age of a new order, which we are reading in that place, talking about the beginning of the creation of God. A new age will span out from that place. But the world must come to the present world as we see today must come to an end first. I went in the house place. And the world itself is not just about the solid earth. It's first of all about the system called the world. The civilization of the world that defines the mountains of the earth. Say amen. That the devil took Jesus to the high mountain and showed him. So kingdoms are mountains. I went in the house place. So if God's kingdom is a mountain, then also the kingdom of this world also are mountains. They are, we can call them little hills. So why leap ye high hills? The hills of Bashan. So hills or mountains are symbolic of kingdoms or civilization. Say amen. Are we in the house, please? Now that's the handover of Satan to the world. What is Satan handover to man is civilization. So you are not going to see Satan easily anymore. What you're going to see is civilization. So man lives the satanic life through civilization. What I say, man lives this. That's why nations will deny it. Where's Satan? No, it's not going to show up. Are we in the house, please? But God will expose him. Hallelujah. He likes to hide to keep doing the evil thing. No, immediately you can discern a virus. Once you can locate the virus and determine its nature, to get the vaccine for it is not difficult. Are we in the house, please? But before you get the vaccine, you will have done damage. Because COVID-19 was ravaging. COVID-19 is not a serious, thing, but that virus was not discovered fast. It has done so much damage before they could get that COVID-19 and say, what kind of virus is this one? It's an influenza virus. Just tamper with it a little bit to become a little more complex. Are we in the house, please? It has killed millions, thousands, but the world knows about it. So Satan does not want to be known. Amen. He likes hiding, but he wants his work to continue. He is hiding, let his killings and stealing and destruction continue. They can destroy so much. Praise God. So from what I read there, what was the common thing we can see there? God has a problem with the whole system of the earth, with the nations who have ruled the earth, and Zion has suffered in the process. So the design of the enemy, actually, in the summary of the design, the whole world is one. The only enemy they have is Jesus. The whole world, all religions are one. All ideologies are one. Even when they are fighting physically, when you underneath, there's an harmony in the old systems. The only one that there's no place to harmonize. is the church of Christ. And all that Jesus said, I will build my church. Seeing that there are also churches on the earth here. There are assemblies of evildoers on the earth here. There are assemblies of those who destroy the earth here. But I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Say amen. So, it's clear the church was battered for something. Was to settle this controversy. That's why the message of Peter on the day of Pentecost is engine of that. The message of outpour of the Spirit is in, the reason for the outpour of the Spirit. If it does not end up to shut the raining lights on the earth, when you hear the words moon and star, I think you know it's not this moon and star. I think you know that. Because it says that at the end of the day, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It means that when that happens, men will still be on the earth. I went to the houseless. If one star falls down, one of this star in heaven falls down, the whole earth is gone. Nothing alive, nothing will stay alive in this place. So you can't talk about salvation if a star falls down. Say, hey man. What did I say? You can't talk about salvation. Because it's most of the stars around there are bigger than the earth. The sun is bigger than the earth. And the sun is one of the smallest stars. So if he says stars, everyone will be shaken and stars will fall. It's not lights. It's not stellar bodies. There are spiritual stars and moon that has shone on the earth that has given civilization to the earth all the way. That's why when God showed Nebuchadnezzar at the end of the day, he showed him an image, right? And through the image is what? Kingdoms. If we are fighting against the devil now or sin, we'll be fighting against what? Fornication, adultery, lying. But there are things that sustain those things in more serious ways. I went to the house, please. So some bodies of Christianity are still fighting on that level. Fighting against those things you can see. You can sight the enemy's work here and there. And that's what you are fighting against. No, you have not, you may do all of that. I've not touched spirits who are behind them. Some of the spirits may not even endanger, they may not increase fornication the way you know it. They may look clean. But when God is not said in the spirit, he called it adultery. Adultery and adulteresses. So they are, the way these things happen really in the spirit, beyond the way they are in the natural. I went in the house, please. So I'm just saying that they are much further for in the spirit and natural. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. So they are filthiness of the flesh. Say amen. And they are also filthiness of the spirit. So if all you know is what is of the flesh, you can cleanse that and not touch Satan. Hallelujah. What did I say? You can touch all of that and not touch these spirits. Because they are spirits. And their works are much more in the spirit form. They are more of the spirit than what you can see in the flesh. Flesh is the last place of their appearance. So if you clear them off in the flesh, you have not cleared them off. They are spirits. Say amen. What did I say? They're what? So when you see James yabbing in the church and say, I think James chapter 1, lay apart all filthiness as superfluity of naughtiness. And receive with meekness the engrafted word that's able to save your soul. You wonder, how can believers be having that language? How can you say that? Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness. And they could have placed off all fleshly filthiness. Yet they are having so much filthiness in the spirit. So church don't know that. And sometimes ministers don't know that. So you do holiness by outward cleansing. You labor to cleanse the outside. I don't have access to see the inside of the cup. Meanwhile, the way to see what is outside is to see what is inside. You can't cleanse outside clearly if you don't see from the inside. So all those things you are touching, blind warfare. The real matters in the inside, the cup is not being touched. Say, hey, amen. But that's where Satan really does his work. So one thing clear, it's that in the last days, as the day of the Lord comes, some clear things will happen that God is going to raise his own army. Say, hey, amen. Don't you hear that the Lord will do, the Lord will do, but you can see it in scriptures that God is going to raise an army on the earth here that will actually go forth, and through their going forth, it will trigger the fall of the stars. Say, hey, amen. If they show it in the movie form, it's not going to be, it's not going to be a thriller to see how stars that control all nations, that some people will emerge on the earth here and the stars will fall. Let me tell you one thing. Civilization of the earth here will end. The earth structure as you see them today will be altered. It's not that it may be, it will be. You can see that it has been spoken by the mouth of many prophets. And Jesus was talking about the end of time again. He put it there again. Peter was preaching on outpour of the Spirit. He put it there again. So the reason for the outpour of the Spirit is to raise this man. No wonder Peter said, it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out of my Spirit. He knew what happened in the day of Pentecost is an outpour of. But in Joel, he says, I will pour out my Spirit. When that Spirit is poured out in that day, it means men will be raised. Say, hey, amen. And I like that. Say, wonders in heaven above. Can you see that? Signs in the earth beneath. And I will show wonders in heaven above and sign in the earth. For the past since January, we have been an issue of wonders in the heavens. What let us know where we are today is wonders in the heaven. God said, I will show wonders. Come on, I will show wonders. I will show wonders in heaven above. So, in the past, you know, I keep wondering, I said, why did the church for a long time, each time we see sign and wonder, we're just seeing, all we're thinking about is what will happen on our crusade ground. Miracles. Wow, we're going to pray God in that meeting, in that crusade. You will show great signs and wonders. You will show yourself mighty and strong. You will show yourself mighty and not knowing that we can do all of those things, and yet the stars are staying. So the signs to show that wonders have been raised is that heavens will be shaken. And I like the fact that they said that the earth also will be shaken. Are we in the house, please? The prophet said, heaven will be shaken and the earth will be shaken. Then in Hebrews, Paul said, he shook the earth. Listen to me. Prophet says, heaven will be shaken, the earth will be shaken. It means as at that time, earth has not been shaken. Are you with me, please? Go back to the prophets. Let me have that in the prophets. Where I read that just now, Isaiah 13:13, therefore I will shake the heavens. Are you there? Are you there? And the earth shall remove out of her place. It means I will also shake earth, right? In the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. So as at this time, the heaven and earth was still intact. Is that right? Say amen. The heaven was still intact in a structure that was against God. So all the day of the prophets, the heaven and earth were still colonized by evil spirits. And they were troubling the earth. Now in Hebrews, let's check Hebrews 12. Praise God. Hebrews, let me read from verse 24. And to Jesus, the mentor of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than of Abel. Verse 25. See that he refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refuse him that speak on earth? Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Verse 26. Whose voice then shook where? I can't hear you, please. So it means that the earth that was intact when Isaiah was prophesying, the earth was shaking at the time. God shook the earth. And God used men to shake the earth. Now he was writing here that, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. But when he spoke, he shook the earth. When he's going to speak again, he will shake heavens. Am I in the house with you, please? So it means that the way for this spirit to fall is that the habitation must be shaken. Their stability and their government, their system must be ruptured. Say, hey, amen. stars are mighty bodies. Their position governs other stellar bodies. That's how stable they are. Stars are stable. If the earth fall off, sun will remain. Are you in the house with me, please? If the earth fall off, sun will remain. There are other bodies that hold the sun. So it is sun that holds the earth. The earth does not hold the sun. Other stars hold the sun. So it is the strength of that sun it used to govern and hold other planetary bodies. That's how spirits are. Can you imagine how many angels are under Lucifer? How many angels were under Lucifer? And he was controlling them. It was called anointed cherub that governs. Up to now, they fell with him and he's still governing them. To know what stars are like. Say amen. We read in Psalm 84, the Lord is a sun and shield. So the Lord also is a star. He's a superstar. Say amen. He made the physical creation for us to understand spiritual realities. That's how they are in the spirit. So the morning stars are mighty forces. They are terrible beings. So can you understand how Satan can govern all the earth, govern all nations, govern corporations, govern institutions, govern being, involved in all trade networks. I tell you, it's a massive being. And the only way you can think about how massive they are is to call them stars. I went in the house, please. Say amen. God said, there will be shaking. So when you hear the earth being shaking, it is stars of the earth being shaking. I will shake the earth. I will shake the heavens. Finally, God was able to shake the earth. God raised man who shook the earth. What did I say? The first crop of those that Jesus raised, those 12 men shook the earth. Their voice went, oh my God, travel across the whole ends of the earth. By 12 men, sir, gospel moved from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to Europe. They said these are the men that turned the world upside down. Anywhere they get to, they turn it up. But the world was actually upside down before. So it's like rearranging the earth. Can I say now? It's like, see men walk as trees. Or you see men using it to walk. And in the world of men, they are normal. Hallelujah. What we call man's life here is men using air to walk. Hallelujah. And God raised the first set of men who are called witnesses. They came with the message. He said, and God, who spoke from earth and shook the earth? But it was men that were speaking. But God was speaking through men. So you can understand why the message was important in transferring gospel to men. See the way God delivered the messages to men. It's not the way we preach it today. Oh my God. It was that God delivered things to them. Now in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul said, if you remember the gospel that I preached to you, 1 Corinthians 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and where ye stand. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered. Come on, say delivered. It was a delivery. It's like taking a good, a content of good, and delivering it. I mean, the same one was used in Jude, when it says, contending for the faith. Which was once delivered to the saint. So it's like you bring a market. You take a good. Say amen. They're not reading Bible, no. They carry a good. Christ is a good. It's a package. Are you in the house or that place? Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Which was once delivered. So they didn't deliver new birth.
New birth was not a delivery. Are you in the, are you here with me, please? Outpouring of the Holy Ghost was not a delivery. For the first apostles, it was delivered. Jesus actually stayed there. He told them, he gave them instruction on the delivery. I went in the house, please. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. You're going to go in my name. When you go in my name, you're going to preach. You're going to preach and teach men. You teach them in the name of the Father, right? Of the Son, and what again? Of the Holy Ghost. Then teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded to you, so that every delivery has his commandments. Every delivery has his observation in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And it's when you go on this law, and with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. It is not and with you till the world. No, till the end of the world. It means that the project here should end the world. This project should end the world. There's a target for the project. That's the target. You should end this civilization. Bring you a new age. They are delivering something back again. They are delivering something back again to us now. Things are going to happen to you that will restructure you into a container that can take delivery. You will be able to carry. When they made you container. That's why you are called bodies. When God made you, he made you what? Containers. Your spirit is a container. Your soul is a container. Your body is a container. That's why you have a man of parasite in your body. When they test your blood, they will see a man of parasite there. It's a container. It's designed to carry. That's why without your body, muscle will not be happy. Once they see you, they start standing. Oh, they're happy. Why? A container is available. So the gospel is not. It's not something we do in church forever. It has a target. There's a problem on ground here. And God wants us to be awoken to that contest. To know that that's why you are alive. That's why you are alive. That's why you are alive today. Jesus was able to pick those first set of witnesses. But eyewitnesses, he called more to it. It's out of that you see Paul joining them. I will make thee not just a minister. I will make thee a witness. Say amen. Say amen. Though they were able to move into the everlasting world, they couldn't fully witness the everlasting realm. Say amen. They couldn't fully witness because it has to do with the name of the Father, name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So, what they became as witnesses was able to do much more with it. Say amen. They have access to the revelations, but to embody it is another thing entirely. To have access to revelation is one thing. Are we in the house, please? But you are a witness because you embody. Not because you have revelation. You can have revelation and not be a witness. That's why I said, the things which I will show him. There are some things today which I have done with you, and there are some things which you have seen, and things which I will see yet show to you. So there's a program of revelation to and revelation in. Revelation to, revelation in. So there are things that are revelations to. There are no yet revelation in. If they are revelation to us, we have permission to teach them while we are hoping to have them as revelation in us. For Paul, when he pleased God, who separated him from my mother's womb, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him. So Paul preaching Christ was not salvation to, was salvation in. He preached Christ, revealing him. That's why Paul said, it's my gospel. It's my gospel. It's not revealed to me, it's revealing me. It's my gospel. That gospel is me. That's me. That's me. That's me. So it's not Christ's gospel, it's my gospel. It's not just taking one kind of one broad claim. Not today that I put that name claim, bold claim. It's not bold claim. He was telling you what has been wrought in him. That Christ was wrought in him. I went in the house this. I said, can I pray for you? My children, of whom I travel in bath again until Christ be formed in you. Why? He was formed in me. So I cannot labor on you until Christ is formed in you. He has a target. Everyone he met, he transferred Christ to them. Why? He's the witness of Christ. That was how they shook the earth. So shaking the earth is not shaking the earth. He's shaking the earth in man. They have to shake man's head. They have to shake the earth constituents of man. Whose voice then shook the head? Say, hey man. His voice then shook the head. Because that's what his strengthening starts. That's what his holding starts. So shake their foothold. As you are shaking men, you are shaking them. They are resting on man. Say, hey man. Hallelujah. Man is so endowed. How can spirits use man as foothold? It will take the capacity of man. What man can carry. So when you say, oh, it's me, a miracle. No, you are not lesser. No, something went wrong with you to make you lesser. You are a vessel carefully put together by God. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully framed. If you can carry God, then what again? If man can carry God, so you are framed to carry God. So you don't know your capacity. As massive as angels are, angels can carry God. So you can see the nature of man is like an unwinding world. You know, today the earth is expanding. It's an unwinding world. It's a world that seemingly has no end. Man's soul, that's why they are chambers of death. They are chambers yet not discovered in man. They are chambers of hell and death in man. The soul is expanding consistently. That's why you don't know yourself. You don't know what you can do. Say, boy, don't try me. Boy, don't try me. Because he's not too sure what he can do, boy. In those days, we have some rascal boys in school. They say, take your hand from your locker. Say, I will pin you with compass. Take your hand. And if you don't take it, they will. Human being, compass. You don't compass without too much. And they will shoot him. Chambers of death. Souls exercised by hell. I'm only supposed to move. Come on. Come on, watch. From there, I don't play with them. They say, boy, mo be kia. Oh, my show. A house is the way to hell. Going down to chambers. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know tonight that God is committed to that. He shook the head. He used men. You know, God will not come down for anything anymore. It is men that will do it. Either you do that or I don't. Either you don't do it, you don't do it. Somebody else will do it. When it's time. The wave going on is not. Can you see? Don't think it's only. You can be the first, but the first can be the last. So don't be too much bigger and say, now we the eternal life message, now we start. Don't be your good owner, God's good. It has an intention. God has a controversy. There are things God wants to settle. He has spoken them, it must come to pass. and is watching over his world to see how they will come to pass. The heavens must be shaking again. I will shake heaven. I will shake heaven also. So, Jesus called it like a fig. It's the shaking of his mighty wind. It's an untimely, and casted an untimely fig. It means it's not time for the fig to cast. It means the stars are not ready to fall down. They are not ready to come down. They want to prolong it. But some guys are going to shake when they are not ready. They won't wait for the earth system to give them sign. When the earth gives you sign, then it means that you the stars are ready to fall themselves. And when they fall, they say they fall comfortably. You understand what I'm saying? When somebody push you, because you want to, you know they will push you. There's a way you take your dive. But when they push you, when you're not ready, they fall with yakata. So it will be shaking when it's not ready. I said, it's early tonight that it's going to be shaking when it's not ready. I said, listen to me. You are not going to determine the time and the season. The Lord of heaven is determining the time and the season among his children. Why? Sons of wonder are about to appear. So, it's not 1 million that shook the earth. Say amen. It's not 1 million that shook the earth. But heaven, we need a large number. Are you what I'm saying? So you will understand that everything we are talking about now was played out as a preliminary with the early apostles. They actually saw Satan's rage to an extent. It was like a preliminary. Because the time of fulfillment has not yet come. The time of raising many has not come. Say amen. So God used them, used that false witnesses to capture the revelation of how it's going to happen. So you can see that before they die, they got every print. They wrote all the epistles. I'm with the hostess. The blueprint of God's, of how God will fulfill it. They got the blueprint. Just like the angel said to Daniel, Daniel, go your way. You know, go to sleep. It is not for you. It's for some generation after you. Though you are a beloved, but it's not for your kind of beloved. And that form of beloved will be raised. So there are things that, so for you, we're going to give you skill and understanding to understand this vision. But it's going to be free through you. So you will sleep gently with your Lord. This one is for the end of time. I said it's for the end of time. But amazingly, you are not in the end of time. Amazingly, he says for the end. But now you did the end now. What does it mean? It's for you. I said it's for you. I said it's for you. So this is not church as usual. I want us to be ready, okay? Your capacity will be enlarged. I said that we enlarge your capacity. Because you go carry Christ. You will not carry, you will carry incorruptible seed. You will count those seeds that are reserved in heaven for you. Be unfading life. Be unending life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is your delivery. That is your good. Have your seat tonight. I want us to be set for this meeting. This 6 days, sir, is a serious business time. We're going to look at it together, but the thing you are looking at, you will see it. It won't leave you again. You have heard before. You have heard before, but now you will see it. It will light in you as a fire. Fire in your bones.
you won't be able to live your normal life anymore. Not because you have been whitewashed, not because somebody has brainwashed you. A reality in you that you will say, what I've heard, what I've seen, what I've laid hands upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That what we have seen and heard is what we say. That will be your experience. Lift up your hands to heaven today and just bless the Lord tonight. I appreciate the Lord for what He's going to do with us. Lord, we bless you. We appreciate you. We give all the glory and honor to you today. Thank you, Father. Rashkata talabahanda bane. Brako soto libre hashka pata. Endrede beledeshke plema suda libre hashka mane. Rushkata talabahanda babalata. Libra doshke. Elia baleda seya. A generation has been born. Been born. A generation has been born now. Been born now. Masate. Rushkata. Embrota liya. Rushkate. Ambroda baleashke. Aruska Papalashke, a threatened Libosoto Librahashka, Amrata Labashin Lebrahondabo, Arashka Tata Labrahanda Bani. Jesus! Jesus! A people are set to take your delivery. Delivery! Jesus!
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.